Governor Walker received a standing ovation at the state education convention. Then he generally described bills that he says will be based on the work of state task forces on reading, evaluating teachers and principals, and school accountability. Walker says the accountability measure would rate all schools based on student growth and proficiency.
Having a scale that would go from 1 to 100 with very specifics overall, but even by category, understanding that I know for me at least as a parent, and I think the parents we've talked to around the state, people crave more information about their kids and their education and their schools.
Walker says state lawmakers running the Senate and Assembly education committees will release drafts of the bill soon. State School Superintendent Tony Evers says he'll be watching to see that the details match what the task forces recommended.
We have to get to that point where we know that legislation reflects that, or the collaborative processes, I would say, have failed.
State Democratic Party officials are also showing up at a lot of Walker events these days. Communications Director Graham Zielinski says recall election voters may have to decide this year if the governor really wants to help schools after cutting state aid to many districts.
The dishonesty that he's shown about his massive cuts to education and how he's put Wisconsin shamefully at the top in cuts to education will be things that he'll have to answer for when he stands before the people of Wisconsin.
Governor Walker didn't take any media questions after his Milwaukee speech. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.